If you would turn in your Bibles to John chapter number 6, and then if you will please stand in reverence to the reading of God's Word, John chapter number 6. I thank y'all for having me once again. It's always a pleasure to get to come and preach. The Bible says in verse number 1, "After these things Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that is, every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather them up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten." The title of this message is, Here's My Basket. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to get to come into your house once again, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for my salvation, God, that you gave to me, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for dying. Lord, not for just me, God, but for everybody, Lord, that everybody might be saved. And God, I thank you for once again for the opportunity, God, to get to preach your word to your people, God. I pray, Lord, for the prayer request that's been made mention tonight, God. And Lord, I thank you for the good singing and the fellowship that we've had this far, God. And I ask of you, Lord, for your hand to be upon this message, God. Would you open the ears and the minds in the hearts of your people, God, that they may be receptive to your word tonight, God. And Lord, would you just help me to preach to them tonight, God, what you have laid on my heart, Lord. Would you give me the words to say, God, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all may be seated. So we see here that Jesus has done a miracle with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. And firstly, we'll be looking at the disciples, and the brethren. The brethren is the disciples, and we see that they have many excuses. In Matthew 14, verse number 17, it says, "And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes." In Mark 6:36, it says, "Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." And then Luke 9:12-13 says, "And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12, and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people." And then in John 6, verse number 7 that we read in your hearing, it said, "Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." So we see that the disciples are having excuses for why the people can have no food here, and that he needs to send them away so they can go get food. And then I get to thinking about excuses that we as people say to the Lord. You know, excuses, they come from the devil, and excuses, the devil will supply them as long as you keep using them. I ain't never had an excuse that the devil supplied that I didn't use. If the devil will supply that, if you use it, the devil will keep supplying you the excuse. If you don't use it, he's going to lay off of you. He's not going to want to be giving you excuses if you're right there. not using his excuses that he's given to you. Because we know that the devil is a liar, he's a deceiver, and he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he wants to tear up young people, the future of the church, and he wants to give excuses to the older generation to keep them out of church, and he wants to give excuses to the younger generation to keep them out of church. Because if the younger generation sees the older ones starting slipping out of church, then they're going to slip out of church too, because the example is not there for them to follow. And the devil will keep giving you excuses so that he can tear you down and he can tear down the church of the future and of tomorrow. And not even the young people ain't even the church of tomorrow. The young people is the church of today. It all starts in today. And the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy that, is what John 10:10 says. And we know that he's a thief looking to steal your basket today, if I may say. In John 6 that we read, we see that one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. He'd have been good to stop there, but he continued to say, but what are they among so many? We see that Andrew had a little bit of a doubt in his heart of what God can do, about what Jesus can do with this basket. He says, we have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. He said 2 small fishes, saying that it's not going to be enough, and then went on to say, but what are they among so many? And then we see secondly, the boy. We see that there's a lad here in this multitude, of about 5,000, and we know that that is not counting the women and the children, it's just counting the men, 5,000 men. And we know that this boy is not mentioned in any other gospel but John's gospel. I think that's because John sees the importance of the little things. A lot of times the youth of today is looked at as a little thing, an insignificant number. But I tell you that it is a significant number, and John is using it here. And we see Jesus' demonstration of how the young people have importance today. And I get to thinking about this boy, probably left home. He's probably been following Jesus for quite a while. He's seen miracles that Jesus has done. And then he sees the disciples start walking out and looking for somebody that might have just some food to feed everybody. And I get to thinking that maybe this young lad was sitting around, and the disciples ain't even looking at him, because he's not even mentioned in the other 3 gospels other than in John's, which is the 4th. And we see that maybe this disciples are looking over this lad, and I get to thinking maybe the lad might just be over in the corner or behind some people, and he might just be standing there with his little basket sitting on the ground, and he's just jumping up and down saying, ooh, 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 I've got a little bit of something, maybe it'll work. He's thinking, I've seen Jesus do so many miracles, why can't he do just one more miracle right here? And then we see that Andrew jumped at the opportunity. He saw the lad there, and he jumped at the opportunity and went over to him and brought him to Jesus. And I get to thinking about this lad's faith, the faith that it took, that in a crowd of 5,000 men, a lot of times people don't like to stand and do nothing in front of nobody. And this little lad in front of 5,000 men, not counting the women or the children, is jumping up and down probably and saying, I've got a little bit, let me take it to Jesus in front of all these people. And then we see that I get to thinking about a lot of times we're selfish with stuff that we have. And we get to see this lad, he's not selfish with the stuff he has. A lot of times we're selfish and we want to hold it back for ourselves. This lad is probably his little lunchbox. It says 5 barley loaves, which is just 5 little loaves that you might get at the Texas Roadhouse, just 5 little biscuits, if you will, and 2 small fishes, probably little sardines or something. And then I see that he could have saved this for himself, but he's willing to give it up for everybody. He's willing to give it to everyone that the people might not starve. If he would have been selfish and held it back, these people would have went away hungry. These people would have went away starved. And then we see that the lad, with his faith, gave this basket to Jesus. And we see that Andrew's a little disappointed with this amount, as we said. He said that there is just a little amount, but what are they among so many? And then Jesus, I believe, is thinking, watch what I'm about to do with this basket. Watch what I'm about to do with this miracle. And we see in verse number 10, it says, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. And Jesus, I believe, is saying thank you for the basket to the lad. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your willingness. But then we see that he's also thanking God. God for providing the lad to be in this number of people. That he's thanking God the Father for supplying the need of this people. And the basket was distributed amongst the disciples, and they're starting to hand them out. It says, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. When he's saying when they were filled, that means every man was full. They had a full belly. They didn't walk away with a little bit of a hunger. They didn't have to go thinking, I think I might need to go for a midnight snack. They're completely filled. And then it says, therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Can't you just see these disciples that they're starting to walk around handing out the loaves and the fishes of this basket? And I get to thinking, maybe, just maybe, as they keep just breaking off a piece of bread and handing it, and then they look down at the bread, and the piece that they just ripped off is still there. God's just miracle is just working, and they just keep pulling in. It just keeps coming back, just keeps growing back as they're just going around saying, take and eat. And their people are eating, and they're getting completely full. And then when the disciples get back, this one little basket that the little lad had, now there's 12 full baskets of the fragments. And Jesus was able to take this little bit of something and make a total big thing out of this little bit of something. And then thirdly, and I'll be done, I get to looking at the basket. Now, each and every one of us have our own basket. We all have a basket in life that we have things in it that we can give to the Lord, things that we can do for the Lord inside of our basket. And really, really think about it. Don't just shrug off and be like, I ain't got no basket. I ain't walking around with no basket. Because that's what a lot of us will do. There was this little boy right here, this lad. He has this basket, and it's probably littler than this. This is probably a poor representation. This is probably bigger than the little basket that the boy had. He had a much bigger basket, or a much littler basket than this, I believe. And I get to thinking about, he doesn't have a lot to offer, but he's willing to give it to God. And I get to thinking about even Father Abraham. You know, he prayed for the son that he always wanted, and God came to the day and said, Abraham, I want you to take my son to the altar, or take your son to the altar and give him as a sacrifice unto me. And then I get to thinking about how Abraham did, and he took Isaac up to the mountain and laid him down and was ready to slay him. And I can't imagine the pain that probably caused in Abraham, but yet he was willing to do it. He was willing to give up his own son, that the Lord would be satisfied, that God would be satisfied. And that's how we need to be as Christians in our everyday walk. We need to just be willing to give up the things that we hold close to us. Now, I don't have a son. I'm too young right now. And I get to thinking about something that I really love, and I really love my dog. My dog's a husky. Her name's Laisha. I really love her. And I don't really imagine taking her down to an altar to kill her, because I love that dog. So I cannot imagine the pain that Abraham had in his heart from taking little old Isaac up there. And we know that Isaac was willing, and then God, as Abraham was fixing to slay him, God told him to stop. The angel of the Lord told him to stop and provided a ram in his place. And then I get to thinking about how each and every one of us has a basket that God wants us to give to him, just like this lad. And I get to thinking about the things that are inside of our basket. Maybe inside of your basket is your family. Each and every one of us, we have family, whether it's lost family, close family, saved family, family that we don't even know, family that's probably off in California or overseas that we don't even really care about. But they are in your basket. God wants to use your family. He wants you to give your family to him. And then I get to thinking about other things that's in your basket is your relationships. Maybe it's just a co-worker relationship. Maybe it's a spouse relationship. Maybe it's just a friend relationship. I don't know. I'm not you. But God has your relationships in your basket for him to use. And he also has your burdens in your basket. A lot of times we know that God says, cast your cares on me, cast your burdens on me. And a lot of times as Christians, we'll take our burdens and our cares and we'll bring them to the altar to give them to God because we know that He'll lighten the load. And we pray about it and we give it to Him. But all the meanwhile, we're just dragging it back with us. We're just dragging our burdens back with us instead of giving them to God how we should. And that's in your basket today. Your burdens are in your basket. And then also your talents. We saw the talented young man come up here and perform with the guitar, and it was amazing. And that's in his basket. Talents are in your basket. Each and every one of us has a talent, whether you want to admit it or not. Whether your talent's on the piano, public speaking, playing the guitar, or just going out to talk to others, that is a talent that God wants to use, and God wants you to give to Him. But I get to thinking about also in your basket is your time. Each and every one of us, we have time that the Lord wants to have. God wants your time of dedication to Him. He wants you to read your Bible more. Maybe you're not giving God enough time of your day just to read His Word or to go out and tell others about God. I can't tell you about different times that you might just need to go out and tell others about the Lord. You might just walking down the aisles in Walmart, and God says, go talk to them, and you don't. But that's in your basket, your time. You're just thinking that you don't have enough time to go talk to them. But God's wanting to use your time, and that's in your basket that He wants to use. And then your faithfulness. A lot of times we get unfaithful to God. We stop coming to church regularly. We miss Sunday morning. We'll miss a Sunday night. We'll miss a Wednesday night. Maybe we'll miss a full week of revival, and then that's in your basket. Your faithfulness to God is in your basket, and He wants your faithfulness today. He wants you to be faithful to Him so that He might use you for His glory. And then most importantly, inside of your basket is yourself. You're in your own basket today. Yourself, you're in your basket. If you're not saved today, you are in your basket, and God wants you to give your life to Him, that He might save you, because He died for you and He wants to save you. But also, if you are saved, you're in your own basket. Your time and your faithfulness, that's part of you. And all these other little things are part of you. And it just makes up you in your basket. You are in your own basket, and that's what God is wanting today. We see that it says, when Jesus lifted up His eyes and saw the great company come unto Him, He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this He said to prove him, for He knew what He would do. Jesus is looking here to prove Him, to see His faith. And that's what God's doing today. He's looking to prove you today. He's looking to see your faith. He's looking to see who might just step out and say, God, here's my basket. Here's what I have to offer to You. Lord, would You use it? Lord, would You multiply it, God? Lord, would You multiply it among many that people might be fed? And then I get to thinking, if you'll turn with me to the book of Malachi in verse number 3, or chapter number 3, book of Malachi chapter number 3. The book of Malachi, chapter number 3, say amen when you're there. There's a warning here in Malachi, chapter number 3, about robbing God. The people here in Malachi, chapter number 3, they're robbing God of what's God. Whether you want to admit it or not, everything you have is God's. And God's given you a warning about not giving it back to Him. It says in verse number 9 of chapter 3, it says, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. He says, if you rob me of what's mine, of what I've gave you, if you rob me and don't give it back to me, you are cursed. You're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. I want to tell you today, don't rob God of your basket. Give it back to Him, because everything that's in your basket was His from the beginning, whether you want to admit it or not. Your own breath, your own life, that was God's in the beginning. We know that He breathed life into Adam, and that today is oxygen pretty much. That's oxygen. God's breath is oxygen today. And this miracle would have not happened if this boy would have just sat back and robbed God. And God's telling us today that we don't need to rob God of the basket that He has supplied. This boy's basket, that was filled with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, that was because God let that be in his basket. God gave him this little basket that he could show his faith in giving it back to God. And that's what God wants to do today. If you would please stand to your feet. God wants you to give up your basket today. If somebody would please just come to the piano. And if this altar is open today, and God's wanting to see who might just be faithful enough to give just a little bit of your time, a little bit of your basket, all of your basket. He's wanting all of your basket today. God's just wanting you to come today, and he's wanting you to give your basket to him, that he might use it to the furtherance of his kingdom. I tell you, many souls could be saved off of just using your basket. Many lives could be changed off of just your basket. You're thinking, well, I don't have much in my basket. I don't have much to offer in my basket. But God can use it. We see in this example that God used the 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes to multiply over 5,000 men. And God today is saying, you don't have a lot in your basket, I know, but maybe just a little bit that you have, maybe just a little bit that you have today, and you just give it to God, he can use it for him. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you, God, for this day, Lord, and I thank you for everything that you've done, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, God, to us. And I thank you, Lord, for supplying us tonight, God, with your words to say, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your message from heaven, God, that you sent to us today. Lord, I pray that your people here today, God, would just take your words, God, that you've had spoken here, and just use it, God, for their lives, Lord. Would you just help them, God, to go out and use, God, what you gave them to use. God, would you help them to get to that place, God, just to give up their basket so that people might be saved, Lord. And God, we'll give you praise and we'll give you honor and glory for everything that you do, God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.